Coming up Saturday night, it's Cosmic Voyage and a wonderful concert with the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra. In the studios is Nick Palmer. Good to have you.
Always a pleasure, John. Love to be here.
This is a out-of-this-world concert, literally, and some Shostakovich, some new music, and one of the great things, if people have ever heard score to Star Wars, if they've ever heard any of these Excalibur movies, those guys stole from Gustav Holst.
Definitely. There are so many things that people, if they don't know the planets, but they've watched these movies, they will know. You know, when they hear the end of Mars, they'll think Death Star blowing up or whatever. You know, I mean, there are so many little things that are used throughout. And Holst has this really unique ability to evoke certain moods. And when he wrote The Planets, it was all based on astrology, not on, you know, astronomy per se. But after he had written it and it had achieved this great acclaim, he decided he couldn't stand the idea of astrology anymore and didn't want to have anything to do with it and didn't even really want to have that much to do with the piece because he wasn't all about fame.
Yeah, it's funny that, you know, Pluto hadn't even been discovered and now it's not been declassified and whatnot. So it doesn't appear in this.
Right.
But the moods in this, I mean, even if you take out the names and descriptions, it's so dramatic. And there
really
are
is.
These moments of calm and these great concertmaster solos. And then, you know, it's a real orchestral showpiece. So this has got to be fun to put on your finale.
Oh, it's fabulous. It really is. I mean, every single planet, as you mentioned, has something. You know, Mars was written before the First World War, but there are so many implied connections, you know, about the mechanized 20th century and about, you know, the threat of war or the concept, you know. And Venus is all about beauty and you know, it's the most romantic of all of them. I mean, each one of them has some hook, but they all sound very different, even though there are connections between some of them that people have kind of dreamed up. And it's interesting that they don't unfold in the sequence of the distance from the sun or the Earth. And there isn't one for Earth. You know, there are all the other ones without Pluto. So it's really fascinating.
Yeah, and to me it's amazing because each one of them varies from maybe 3 or 4 minutes to 8, 9, 10 minutes maybe. And even that doesn't correspond to the, you know, Jupiter's not 20 minutes long.
Right.
You know, it doesn't correspond to their size. But the character, and that's got to be a fun thing to sort of work through with everyone. And
right.
I'm sure some folks have maybe played one movement here or there. Playing it together does sort of make it like a symphony, sort of a romantic symphony in a way. But
it
just happens to have a few more movements than our typical symphony might.
It does. And you're right. And it will be really cool also that we have these new, very innovative slides, PowerPoint presentation that will go with it that have not only pictures of the planets themselves, but a lot of connections from literature and astrology and just from different sources that really enhance the overall performance.
You guys are starting with a wonderful opener that when one hears the name Shostakovich, they might think of Russia, they might think of different things. This is very, very congenial, Shostakovich, and to me sort of shows that sort of great Russian athleticism and sort of warmness that you don't always get in Shostakovich.
It's true, and it's interesting because, and we'll talk about this in a minute, the fact that we are ending with the planet Jupiter, there's a little bit of a balance between the beginning and the end in that, you know, they're both very robust and they're very, as you say, very sort of positive and outward kind of pieces. And this is a little different from Shostakovich, especially the musical language. It's very, very tonal and very approachable, very dynamic. And it's a thrilling piece to open a concert with, and the orchestra really enjoys playing it. And it's one of those pieces that they always get a kick out of.
Yeah.
And the audience will too.
There are probably, we could count on, you know, our hand, the number of multi-instrument concertos, more than two. There's, you know, like the Beethoven triple. There's the wonderful Frank Martin concerto for winds, percussion, and strings. This is a brand new piece. Tell us a little bit about how Michael Gilbertson came onto this program and how you ended up finding WindSync for it.
Sure. Well, our executive director, Sarah Mummy, has been really good about exploring new talent and new ideas for collaborations with Lafayette Symphony. And she had found WindSync, and I knew Michael Gilbertson, who was going to be writing this new piece for WindSync. And that all kind of came together with the 100th anniversary of the Planets. And we've done the Planets recently, about 4 or 5 years ago. So we put everything together, and it made a lot of sense because Michael was writing this piece as a companion piece to the Planets and calling it the Cosmos. We didn't know at the time we booked them even what the name of the piece was going to be, but as it turns out, the piece is multi-movement. It has 5 movements, and you know, it has different names to each movement, but they're not about the planets. They're about, like, comet is a movement, and, you know, I mean, there are different space-related things that are the names of the movements. And it is for woodwind quintet and orchestra, but not just woodwind quintet, but theatrical woodwind quintet, meaning that we don't know exactly what they're going to do yet, but we do know that they're going to play in different parts of the theater. That's the only thing we do know, because it says that in the score. But the rest of it is all going to be worked out this week. They're going to spend, you know, day after day in the Long Center figuring out what they're going to do to make the music come alive.
And that's, I mean, not only is it new music, but here you are talking about spatial things. And right. You might have an offstage trumpet occasionally or mm-hmm. an offstage choir, but this is something that's going to be fun that you can really craft, and it's going to be something sort of tailor-made for right. the greater Lafayette area.
That's right. And Michael Gilbertson is a very up-and-coming composer. And again, I have had a connection with him for the last several years because I conduct for a music festival in Dubuque, Iowa, which is where he's from. And he and I know each other. We've worked together on this festival. He runs the festival. So I've played some of his works before, and I know a little bit about what he's trying to achieve. And he really is somebody who understands what kind of music is going to work right now for symphonic collaborations.
Oh, that's exciting. We're speaking with Nick Palmer with the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra and Cosmic Voyage coming up Saturday night at 7:30. This is one of those great things. It's the season finale. It's sort of fun. I think everyone gets that certain energy. It's like a season opener. This is the mm-hmm. season closing. And mm-hmm. so it's got to be fun before everyone goes off to different festivals and teaching and maybe a little bit of vacation over the summer. This is the big hurrah. So this is a nice night out, I think, for us.
Definitely. I think so, too. And it's going to be a really exciting show. The orchestra sounds terrific. We are working hard on putting everything together. It's a very challenging program, which is a good thing. And we're excited about ending the season and excited about next season.
Well, that's what I'd love to end with and say, I know you'll be busy this summer, but you'll be back in October. Can you give us a little preview of 16-17 and where folks can find out more if they want to go ahead and getting their season tickets now?
Sure. We have a very exciting season, a lot of variety, a lot of innovation. We're going to be starting with a more traditional concert in October, where we will be featuring some Russian music, Ruslan and Ludmila Overture of Glinka and Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4. But we're also going to be doing some music from the Kachaturian ballets Guyana and Spartacus. So some really, really cool music. Kachaturian is very unique, kind of, you know, you really can call him a Caucasus composer rather than a Russian composer. You know, he writes music that's very typical of the region, you know, that he's from. And so that's going to be very exciting. Then in November, we have a collaboration with the Lafayette Museum of Art, where we're going to be doing a concert that's going to be featuring Indiana art that will be choreographed to music of Cole Porter, of all people, because it's all Indiana composer. And it'll be very, very exciting. And we have Petronio Bendito from Purdue is going to be doing all of the art meshing with photography and lighting with the symphony. So that will be very, very cool. And several other different Indiana composers, including living composers. Jim Beckel's music is going to be featured. Our principal clarinetist, who's a wonderful sax player, is going to be playing an alto sax concerto by Indiana composer. So there's a lot of interesting stuff. We have our holiday concert in December. We have our Lollipop Symphony on the Go concert in February. We're going to be doing a Pops concert featuring music from sci-fi and fantasy, not just classical music, but a lot of contemporary stuff, music from things like Game of Thrones and Hunger Games and a lot of contemporary stuff in addition to classical music that has been used in films over time. And then we are going to be finishing the season with a concert featuring some of our Keller winners, but also some really great orchestral hits, including Bolero by Ravel, Gershwin's American in Paris, and Hindemith's Symphonic Metamorphosis.
Oh, wow. Great stuff ahead. There's, of course, more at LafayetteSymphony.org. And Nick, we're looking forward to this season finale, Cosmic Voyage.
Thanks, John. We are too.